Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the GFSI podcast series as we continue to talk about all things food safety. In this episode, the first of 2022, we have a very special guest host in Erica Sherwood, GFSI director at the Consumer Goods Forum. I know I'm leaving you in very capable and energetic hands. And so, without further ado, Erica, it's over to you.
Thank you very much, Linda, for passing the baton to me for this podcast. So you are all very welcome. My name is Erica Sherwood. I'm the GFSI director, and it is with huge privilege and a pleasure to have the opportunity today to talk to Tom and Anne about the much anticipated outcome from the strategic review GFSI has undertaken of the Global Markets Programme. So let's begin, if I may, by introducing you both. Tom, it's really lovely to have you with us today. You are the chair of the Capability Building Subcommittee and a member of the GFSI Steering Committee. So thank you very much. It'd be lovely if you could just introduce yourself, and you are so welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Well, hello, Erica and Anne. It is great to be with you today. Thank you for inviting me. For our listeners, I'm Tom Wiester, Vice Co-Chair of GFSI Steering Committee and Chair of the Capability Building Subcommittee. I'm also the Vice President of Global Food Safety and Science Affairs for Starbucks Coffee Company, who I've been with for the last 4 years now. I'm very excited to join both of you today and looking forward to the conversation.
Thanks, Tom. Lovely to have you with us. Okay, Anne, over to you. You've led this work on behalf of GFSI, so please introduce yourself for our listeners who might not know you as well as we do.
Thank you very much, Erica. Hello, Tom. It's great to do that one with you. So my name is Anne Girardi. I work at GFSI since, well, more than 6 years now. And I am working on public and private partnerships with GFSI and every aspect of GFSI capability building activities, i.e. the old Global Markets Programme.
Okay, super. Thanks, Anne. Thank you very much. Right, so introductions over then. Let's dive into the discussion. So I think probably the question that everybody is asking, is anticipating, that perhaps I would ask you both, but if I may come to you first, Tom, on this one. So why? Why now? Why did we take on this strategic review of the Global Markets Programme, and why now? Why at this moment in time?
Well, I'll start by saying that there's never been a better time. It's becoming increasingly clear that local and well-informed food systems are critical in driving progress against our sustainable development goals and to the overall food security of future generations. But there's a lack of coordinated global support for businesses to build food safety capabilities, to meet customer and regulatory requirements, and supply safe food to local and global markets. Our ambition is to create and enhance food safety capabilities in food business operators, no matter their size or location in the world, by ensuring that GFSI's Global Market Program evolves to meet the demands of a changing food safety ecosystem. And while countless stakeholders around the globe have benefited from GFSI's Global Markets Program since its launch, the open source program has suffered from a lack of oversight and could reach a much bigger potential.
Okay, thank you. That's really great to hear from you directly, not just why, but why now. And I think, you know, what's come through the strategic review is clearly, you know, underwritten by everything that you've shared. So some of the challenges that we've been facing and how we might respond to those in a coherent way. So, Anne, from your point of view, I mean, why now from your point of view, from an internal point of view, from GFSI's perspective?
I think because our stakeholders are ready for change. It has been, since I am at GFSI, actually one of the first complaints I heard from the stakeholders is that needs to be transformed. The Global Markets Program is great, but it needs to be better. So I think it's more than time to do that now. Our stakeholders are ready for it. I think the steering committee of GFSI more than ever is ready for change as well, and to support a transition. And I also think, as Tom said, we are in front of increasing challenges on food systems and on food safety supply chains. And there is a huge demand out there to bring more support to food business operators in emerging markets, mature markets, to have more help on how to build capacities. And so that's the right moment, as Tom said, very rightly.
Okay, thank you very much. So everyone that works at GFSI and is involved with GFSI knows that the outcome of the consultation process has been hotly anticipated. Tom, could you share a little bit with the listeners about how this strategic review has been carried out so people understand perhaps why it's taken as long as it has and what was involved?
Oh, sure, I would be happy to. But first, I'll add that in my 4 years at GFSI, I've had the pleasure of seeing the organization, obviously from the inside out, but in my 25 years in industry, I've long been affiliated with GFSI. So I can bring the perspective both as a food business operator, as a food safety leader, as a GFSI steering committee member. And in all of those perspectives, I can share with you that the work that has been undertaken has been robust, it's been thoughtful, and very detailed indeed. So I'll share some of the specifics. At the end of 2020, the GFSI Steering Committee identified a number of risks with the way the current program is being deployed. And while recognizing its value, the committee noted the need to review the program both from a content and also an implementation perspective. So therefore, we broke the review into three primary phases. The first phase, which was conducted in 2020 to 2021, was surveying and consulting our stakeholders, just as Anne mentioned a moment ago. The second phase, which took place in the spring of 2021, was a public consultation, which included four dedicated government-to-business workshops, or G2Bs, as we'd call them, involving more than 40 regulators and international government organizations. And then the final phase was drafting and testing the new strategic framework, which took place around the second half of 2021. We worked with a third party to collect and analyze the feedback before testing the overall approach with partners whom are critical to the work. So you can see that it was a really thoughtful deployment of activities that's really spanned over the past year and a half or more. And we're pleased to be able to share it with you now.
Okay, super. So hopefully that explains the length, the duration, the level of detail and the hard work that's gone behind all of the consultation that we've done. So thank you very much for explaining that. I think it's fair to say as well for those people, our listeners that participated in the virtual conference as well, we also had a Ask GFSI session at the virtual conference in March last year, where people could also, there was a dedicated session where we also took on board the feedback of what people told us, which was very illuminating. Okay, fantastic. Right. So moving on then. So we've consulted extensively, as Tom has explained. There were three phases to the work, very heavily supported by the steering committee. So Anne, I think what people are really keen to understand now is what was the response to the consultation and essentially what are the outcomes, mm-hmm. if you'd be good enough to sum them up for us.
Yes, sure. And I can also tell you that all the details of the outcomes and the independent analysis that was made by Leatherhead Food Research will be fully available within the report of this whole consultation process. Well, the first outcome was everyone wants more and wants better from GFSI. I think that was an overwhelming cry for most stakeholders. And then there was a lot of buckets, I would say, of answers. First, our stakeholders want more oversight, more governance from us. They want us to own the oversight of the program. They want us to be very clear also on what are the objectives and the role and responsibilities for everyone in this program, and what are the outcomes for each of the stakeholders involved in this program are. So that was one of the first big buckets, we would say, of the outcome of the consultation. Second, I think the other big one was they're telling us the global market scopes are not aligned to the reality of the challenges in each sector in terms of food safety. And they would like to see the scopes of the benchmarking requirements to be more aligned with the global markets program. They feel there are not enough scopes today to cover in the global markets program. And there are new scopes as well that could be very helpful for the industry to be developed. A lot of feedback as well was on the need and the demand for GFSI to develop a training framework. That is something that is coming back a lot. They feel GFSI has a role to play in providing an harmonized training framework, in providing educational content that is validated. And they want they want GFSI to take part in that. Another big part is the confusion around who is using the program and what are the outcomes and between the certification and the other sources of the program. So there is a lot of definition work as well that is necessary from our stakeholder standpoint on that, feeling that certification and global markets pathway to certification are not always very clear, and that can mislead users. Those are the big buckets of feedback we have received from stakeholders. Also, another surprising part that we had from governments and regulators during the G2B was that they want to be more involved in that program, in the future of that program. They feel inspectors, for example, could be part of the program as well, because there is a lot of capabilities as well to build over there. They feel that the FBOs in their jurisdictions need help, and they want to collaborate with us on that.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I think we're delighted, aren't we, to see such enthusiasm for the program, stakeholders making so many suggestions to expand and scale up and strengthen it, and to support GFSI's role in capability building perhaps a bit more widely. So thanks, Anne. Okay, so in terms of the future look then, Tom, from your point of view, how are you seeing the future of the program at GFSI, and what do you think are the kind of driving forces behind the next bit? What comes next?
There are so many things that come to mind. Let me begin with the driving forces part of the question and put it in the context of what all of us are experiencing today in our professional lives and in our personal lives. We're in the midst of a global pandemic. On a daily basis, we see global supply chain disruption, and it's having a profound impact on virtually everything we do. And when we think about the Global Markets Program, right, in its most simplest form, it is a pathway to certification, right? It's a tool that supports small and less developed food business operators to achieve GFSI certification to recognized food safety programs and improve market access. And we're seeing a greater and greater need in light of the pandemic, in light of global supply chain disruption, for diversity within our supply base, for new sources of food and ingredients, for all of the materials that we need to run the business. So when I think about the future of this program, it's becoming apparent that we as GFSI, we have a mandate to deliver a broad new holistic approach to capability building, one that is scalable and one that's all-encompassing. In tandem, we will reshape the Global Markets Program, both from a content and implementation perspective, in line with the results of our strategic review. So there's also agreement that, given the size and complexity of the task, public-private partnerships offer the most promising opportunities to make a difference, and that increased collaboration could help to avoid duplication and better leverage efforts of business and government. GFSI has a key role to play here as well. We're honored to pick up the challenge.
Well, that's incredible, Tom. Thank you very much for sharing your personal reflections as well as thinking about where we go next. And obviously, in terms of driving it forward, you're going to be front and centre of that endeavour. So thank you. We are also honoured to pick up the challenge and work towards the what next. Okay, so I guess the final question for you both perhaps is, what are the next steps going forward? So we've heard from Tom, Anne about the why and the wherefore. So in terms of process, what comes next from a GFSI point of view? Anne, it would be great if you could share that bit.
Yeah, sure, Erica. So I think we're in the final stage of putting together a new design for the strategic framework that is taking all the feedback from the consultation. And we are working with the GFSI steering committee to do that in the best way to address all the feedback from this consultation process. So that's the step we are in. And we are finishing that with the steering committee of GFSI and the board of the CTF and the CTF staff. I think at the end of the first semester, we'll be able to tell more to our stakeholder about what do we have in mind to answer all those challenges they raised to us, and what is the strategic approach we would like to take. And then at the second semester, we would like to test the strategic approach with some key stakeholders that have been key in the feedback, in the process of the consultation, and that are key stakeholders in our ecosystem. So that will be the second part of the year, of this year, the second semester of this year. Then at the beginning of 2023, I think we will adjust and look at the impact of this test and this pilot approach. And we will enter a phase where we will readjust the framework and see if what we had in mind is working in the real world. And we will be then able, at the beginning of next year, we are not able right now to give a precise date on when the beginning of 2023, but we'll be able to start an implementation phase of the new strategic framework.
Okay, fantastic. So we've heard about what's happened, we've heard about what you told us, we've heard about the what next, and we've heard about the next step. So Tom, I know I just want to give you the opportunity to say to everybody who participated in the framework, if you had a message for everybody that participated in the consultation and helped us get this far, what would you say to all those people?
Oh, the first thing that comes to mind is thank you. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you. With regard to the impact that we can have, a positive impact on industry, on food safety, and assuring safe food for consumers everywhere, the work that is being done here through our partners and through our colleagues internally is very meaningful. And I'm deeply appreciative of that work. So thank you.
Super. Okay, so before we close, just to say that we are publishing this podcast alongside the formal consultation response, which, as you would hope and expect, is extensive. And we hope you enjoy. If you have any questions or queries, you know where to find us at GFSI Info. So please reach out. And in terms of what one could expect to see next, other forums to engage on what next for capability building and the global markets programme, there will be a dedicated session at the GFSI conference in Barcelona, where we'll be focusing on the diagnosis of the problem and some of the potential solutions that we see moving forward. So we hope you will join us there. All that's left for me to do, I think, is to thank both of you. Tom, thank you so much for all of your insights and contributions to the podcast. I know our listeners will find it super valuable. And Anne, for driving the work and overseeing the consultation and everything that has been involved in doing that. Thank you to you. And thank you for sharing your insights today. And of course, thank you to Linda, who normally takes this seat, but offered it up to me on this occasion. So thanks for listening, everybody. Please take care. We look forward to seeing you, we hope, at the GFSI conference in Barcelona at the end of March. Thank you for listening.
Thank you once again for joining us for this episode of the GFSI podcast series. If you'd like to hear more about what we discussed today or to be added to the GFSI emailing list, please visit our website at www.mygfsi.com. Thank you and speak to you soon.